You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. It's titled, Be on the Alert. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
According to the most recent Gallup poll, more people than ever before now believe that there is indeed a heaven. 80% of our population believes this, and 78% believe that their chances of getting to heaven are very good and even excellent. However, when the question of the existence of hell is raised, the opinions are quite different. 50% of our population believes that hell exists, but only 4% believes that they will go to hell on the final day of judgment. Now, what most people today believe, apparently, appears to contradict what the Bible teaches. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7, we read that Jesus encourages his followers to enter by the narrow gate, for the road that leads to destruction is wide, and many are those, Jesus said, who enter the wide entrance. And then Jesus added that the gate to life and to heaven is small, and that the way is narrow, and very few people find this entrance. Nowadays, most of us believe that if we keep our nose reasonably clean, in the end, everything will be all right. There may or there may not be a day of judgment, and even if there is, only the real bad people, the murderers, and maybe a politician or two, or maybe a used car salesman or two, will go to hell. But the rest of us, we will sort of be able to slip in under the wire, as they say, and then we will be gently taken up into heaven, sort of like being lifted up in the elevator of a large hotel. Now, this is what some of us apparently believe. But again, this does not square with what the Bible teaches. And so in the midst of all this confusion about heaven and about hell and Judgment Day, it is indeed appropriate that we note that this week around the world, Christian churches are launching a 4-week celebration called Advent. For centuries, the first 4 weeks in December have always included clear biblical references to both heaven and to hell. The word Advent means coming. Consequently, in these next 4 Sundays leading up to Christmas, there is a double focus. The first focus recalls the first Christmas and the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. This was when Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem. And the second focus is the second coming, as the Bible so clearly explains. This is the time when Jesus will return to judge the whole world. The Bible further explains that at that time, all of us, every one of us, will have to appear before the judgment seat of Christ in order that we might be recompensed for our deeds of the body according to what we have done, whether good or bad. Not only does the Bible clearly teach of Jesus' imminent return, Jesus also urges all of us to be alert and to prepare and to be ready. In the Bible, in the Gospel of Mark chapter 13, we read that in the final judgment, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the heaven, and the powers that are in the heavens will be shaken. And then we shall see the Son of Man, Jesus, coming in the clouds with glory. And, of course, oftentimes the question is asked, when is this all going to happen? Of that day or hour, Jesus said, nobody knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone. Therefore, take heed, keep alert, be on the alert, and prepare. Jesus said that in the latter days, you and I will need to have our spiritual eyes open. Being on the alert means making sure that you and I are not misinformed or misled about life and reality. Individuals and even entire societies can be misled, and the damages are staggering. For example, a few weeks ago, Newsweek magazine devoted a full page to Dr. Benjamin Spock. For the past several generations, Dr. Spock has been telling everybody how to raise their children. His book, entitled Baby and Child Care, sold enough copies so that there could be one book for every other marriage during the past several decades. Nearly five decades ago, beginning with his first book in 1946, Spock had all the answers. He discouraged firm discipline, he promoted lax sexual morality, and he encouraged people to think first about themselves and not others. In short, Dr. Spock cast aside many of the basic principles of child rearing. And so, to prevent anyone from thinking that this conclusion is the bigoted opinion of some clergy, let me read directly from the Newsweek article of last October 1994. This article states that Spock's advice has helped to create sexual openness, which now has also led to casual divorce and the coarsening of popular culture. Gender equality, also promoted by Spock, now means that women compete for career advancement as ferociously as men, so that neither parent has time to spend with the children. So then, in this Advent season, Jesus definitely warns us, be on the alert and be prepared. Misinformation and disinformation are not only flourishing in the secular world, faith-wrecking and even soul-destroying advice and information is being constantly produced and promoted even within the church. Not long ago, for example, an Anglican church leader in London boldly announced that he did not believe in the most fundamental and the most indispensable doctrine of the Christian faith, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And can you believe this? This man is a bishop and a leader in the church. 2 years ago, after reassessing the origin of the universe, top scientists exclaimed that some of their latest findings, especially the Big Bang Theory, were somewhat similar to the creation account of the Bible. This new insight attests that the universe began instantly, rather than evolving over millions and millions of years. Many scientists supported this new understanding of the beginning of the world. Newsweek, in announcing the discovery, in its bold headline said that this was like the handwriting of God. Dr. George Smoot, a physicist at the University of California in Berkeley, said that if you are religious, this is like looking at God. But the most shocking thing was some theologians did not like to hear about scientific discoveries that provide evidence that the creation account as recorded in the Bible is indeed true. The New York Times wrote in August 1992 that the mass media and the scientific enthusiasts were very much more interested in the new insight regarding creation than were the theologians, if you can believe this. This same New York Times article then asked, why? The answer, of course, is very simple. Many of these popular and often liberal theologians of today have themselves, for decades, denied the biblical account of creation. These disciples of doubt have looked at God through the skeptical lens of reason instead of through the clear eyes of faith. Oh, what a terrible embarrassment now for these new scientific insights to give great support to the same biblical doctrines that these liberal theologians have tried so hard to deny. Those who try to undercut and destroy the foundations of the faith will always be around until the return of Jesus Christ and the second advent. And this is why Jesus says, be on the alert. In all of this battle, however, we need never fear. The Bible says, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Jesus Christ is the truth. And all who follow Jesus and his teaching need never fear misinformation or disinformation. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give eternal life unto them, and they shall never perish, and no one shall be able to snatch them out of my hand. In this Advent season, Jesus is asking, yes, he is strongly urging and admonishing us to be on the alert. Jesus is encouraging us to not only detect false doctrine and vain secular philosophies, but he is also asking us to focus our interests and our efforts and our faith on his solid teachings of forgiveness and the eternal hope of heaven. It is in Jesus Christ, the Bible says, that all things hold together. Jesus Christ is not just another religious figure, one among many. Jesus Christ is exclusive, and there is no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. Jesus did not arrive in history as a result of the social and cultural forces of his day. Jesus Christ is a long-promised Messiah. For generations, the Old Testament prophets foretold the first advent of Christ. And now at the beginning of this Advent season, we are reminded that this same Jesus, will come again soon in the second advent. But this time, Jesus will not come as a baby. Jesus will return soon in order to judge the whole world and welcome into heaven all of his loyal followers of the faith. And so, my friend, be on the alert. Be prepared. As we begin this Advent and Christmas season, honestly evaluate your own life. Reject all fickle philosophies and instead focus your faith on the long-promised Messiah, the Blessed Savior. Let your heart and your soul be filled with the blessed assurance that your failures in life are forgivable. Your past mistakes can be buried. Total forgiveness is indeed possible by the grace of God. Putting the past behind you and launching into the future with confidence and hope is possible. The secret is faith. And the object of that faith and trust is the sin-defeating death and the life-giving resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Advent, and this is a time to prepare not for the worst, but for the best. Advent reminds us that in the midst of our society's confusion and in the middle of all of our failed lives, there can always be a hope, and there is always a future. Don't be misled. Focus your eyes of faith only and alone on the blessed Savior, the Lord Jesus, and when you do, you will be prepared for the Lord Jesus Christ when He, with His nail-pierced and outstretched hands, will welcome you into the glorious mansions of heaven to live forevermore in the very presence of God. This is Advent, and the Lord Jesus Christ is surely coming soon. Hallelujah. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message brought to you by Lutheran Hour Ministries.